This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good to Moyed. Baruch Habam. We're continuing in the Shoyna Halachos, Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Aleph, Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says this comes from the Rosh. Roy l'chol yirei shamayim shehe meitzer v'doyeg achorim beis hamikdash. It is fitting for every God-fearing person to be distressed and worried about the destruction of the beis hamikdash. By the way, just a heads up, today we're going to do a double header because I don't know what's going to be toward the end of the week, so we'll try to cover this amud today. We'll break it up into two. So it is worthwhile, it is fitting for every God-fearing person to be distressed and worried about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Now this is a very interesting halacha, because what exactly are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to be worried? How does that display itself? The Mechaber doesn't say what exactly you're supposed to do, but it seems like it's a frame of mind, and it seems like it's a state of being. It's interesting that the Mechaber puts this in Hilchos Hashgamas Hanhogas Olam HaBoker. In other words, what's it got to do with the morning? You know, maybe it could be later on after Shacharis or somewhere else in the Shulchan Aruch, but it seems like this is one of the fundamental attitudes for life in general, and that this is what all of Avodas Hashem has to be based on. Presumably, it has to do with Sif Beis. Sif Beis says if you get up in the morning, you should be mechavein for the hours that the Mishmarais switch. Why? What is so fitting about those hours? Because during those hours, tefillah for the Churban and the Golos is Ritzuya. So presumably the Pshat is like this. Okay, I think we got it. Pshat is like this. This is all about how to get up in the morning. Sif Aleph said you should wake up the morning. Sif Beis is saying that if you could schedule your wake up for an hour where the Mishmaras change, you should do that. Why? Because it's opportune to be mispalo for the Churban and the Golos. So meaning the proper time for wake up is at a time that you could access special divine favor regarding Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And once we're on the subject that you should schedule your wake up based on when your tefillah could be answered regarding the Beis HaMikdash, the Mechaber says, by the way, this is a state of mind that you should be in the entire day. Sif says in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes, Roy Lechava, Mekubalim Harichu Moed Begodim Alas Kimas Chatzois Ki Rabahi. The Mekubalim speak at length of the greatness of waking up at Chatzois, that it is very great. Ukfar Nidfas B'Sidurim Seder HaHanhaga Api Kisvei Hari Zechon Levracha. What exactly you say, it's already published in the Sidurim based on the Hanhaga of the Kisvei Hari. Now, the Reb Chaim in the Das Noita says that this is not an outright obligation. This is not a halachic obligation, and if Limud HaTorah, one would be reasonably allowed to say that learning would take precedence over getting up for Tikkun Chatzos. However, Reb Chaim says those who do Tikkun Chatzos, it's still a worthwhile practice. In other words, don't abandon it. Uzman Chatzos, when is Chatzos? Hu tamid be'emtzos halayla mamish b'chol makom. It's always smack in the middle of the night, wherever you are. Whether it's a long night, or a short night, it will be exactly 12 hours after midday. Now, this is very interesting, because the Mishnah Berurah's directive regarding Tikkun Chatzos is not really what people do. In other words, when is the right time for Tikkun Chatzos? It is correct that it should be a little bit before Chatzos. Now that's not necessarily what the Mekubalim recommend, but the Mishnah Berurah's directive is based on the Mikdash Melech and the Malbim. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush regarding the zman of Tikkun Chatzos, namely that it should be a little bit before Chatzos, and then from Chatzos and on you learn. From Chatzos and on you learn Torah. Uvesoif halayla, and toward the end of the night, yivakesh tzrachov, you request your needs. V'yesh oimrim oz shoimrim labayker. Some say at the end of the night a piyot called shoim labayker. Vim hu karev lanetzachama. If you're ready, getting close to nates, yoimer hamizmoirim levad. you should just say the Psalms, Vidalig HaKinois, and skip the Kinois. V'achar kach yoymar shomer labaker. Now, V'achar HaTikon, after you say Tikon Chatzos, Shir Mishnayis Koidem L'chol Davar. The learning that takes precedence over everything is Mishnayis. Now there's a question. Does a Chafetz Chaim mean that in terms of all of a person's learning, what should take precedence? Mishnayis? Or does a Chafetz Chaim specifically mean that at that time, before Neitz HaChama, the most important thing to learn is Mishnah, but Avada, middle of the day, if you have 10 minutes, so maybe Gemara comes first. Presumably, he means, it's hard to know. It's hard to know exactly what the Chafetz Chaim means. We know that Mishnah is very important. We know Ein Kol HaGolos Meskansos Ela B'Zchus HaMishnah. The Mishnah has a special zchus to bring the Geula. We know Reb Chaim Falaji says Mishnah is Gematria Parnasa. He says, why is it that people struggle with Parnasa? Reb Chaim Falaji says, because they don't learn enough Mishnah. But it's hard to know, what does this line of the Mishnah Berurah mean? Does he mean, because look, he says, V'im zocha l'chach maso emes, if you're zoicha to learn Kabbalah, eis hahi mesugeles ma'oid. That time is very opportune. You see, legabe Kabbalah, he's referring to the Zman, but he doesn't necessarily say that regarding the Mishnah. It's hard to know. What does Rabbi Yeager say? Rabbi Yeager's shaking his head.
Yeah. Bechari means the middle of the night.
The middle of the night. Ha'achroinim kiblu, we have a tradition from the Achroinim, mishichvi ad kumi, from shichvi until kumi. What does that mean? The hainu, mishavuah yishoimim shichvi, from shavuah, we're in Rus, we say, shichvi ad haboiker, ad tishabav shoimim, kumi rohini balayla. So from shavuah until tishabav, ain't tzarch lakum alayla. You don't have to get up at night. And I know many of you are makbid on that, that from Shavuos until Tisha B'Av, you don't get up at night. So that's a very short time frame. From Zayin Sivan until the ninth day of Av, basically 2 months and 2 days, you don't have to say Tikkun Chatzos. The Yeshoimim, some say, no, Mechamisha Asar B'Av, Ad Chamisha Asar B'Ir, Yakum. No. From, in other words, you don't start Tisha B'Av. You start the 15th of Av, and you don't stop on Shavuos, you stop earlier on the 15th of Iyar. So in other words, that's a bigger time frame that you don't say Tikkun Chatzos. That according to the second opinion, you say it from the 15th of Av until the 15th of Iyar. V'anoigim al-pi Kabbalah, soivrim shetzach lakum tamid. Those who are noig al-pi Kabbalah, they hold you need to get up always. Now, listen. It's important to understand where the comments in the Mishnah Berurah are going on. The Mechaber just said that a God-fearing person should be distressed and doig on the Churban. The Mechaber doesn't say, okay, nu, what exactly do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah presumably is explaining one of the Hanhagos with which one is Mekayim, the inyan of being Meitzar v'doig on the Churban, is Tikkun Chatzos. But again, that's not necessarily the kiyum of the Mechaber. In other words, if someone doesn't do Tikkun Chatzos, they could still fulfill Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch, that if the Chur Meis HaMikdash is forefront on their minds. Chabura Sheneschabru Yachal Lomer Tikkun Chatzos B'Tzibur. If you have a group that they gather together to say Tikkun Chatzos publicly, Ein Lamanim, don't stop them. V'Adarabah, B'Roi V'Am Hadras Melech, Adarabah, it's better to do it publicly. Now, why would you think you should stop them? In other words, what's the Havamin over here? Why would I think, no, don't do Tikkun Chatzos publicly? I don't know, maybe it's like an extra pious practice, and maybe there's Yuhara involved. Not sure. What would you say? What's the Havamina that you would think you should not do Tikkun Chatzos B'Rabim? Anyway, V'toiv Yoyseh Shemar Tikkun B'Beis HaKnesses Shemar B'Cheder. Somewhere better to say Tikkun in the Shul. The Beis HaKnesses Kaddish Tvei. There's more Kiddush in the Shul. V'gam Sheyu as Me'asar Rishonim. The same way that one is recommended to be from among the first 10 people in shul, let's say for Shacharis, by the way, Reb Chaim Falaji writes, Mincha Marv, also you should try to be from Masar Rishonim. So you should be from Masar Rishonim for Tikkun Chatzos. V'tzorch v'yichud li'zor ma'oid ma'oid misichas chulim b'nei'or b'layla. You have to be very careful from idle conversation, get up at night. In other words, it's a very sensitive time. It's a holy time. It's an opportune time. And you don't want to blow it. Someone who cannot get up before daybreak because he's weak or because he lives in 2022. He knows if he says Tikkun Chatzos, he's going to be out cold for Bar Shamar. Mutav lishayn kalatzach. Better to sleep as much as you need. However, you should be very careful. Lokum shah to get up an hour. Ulafachos chatzisha, or at least a half hour. Koidim kriyas hashamish abesiknesis. Before the shamish calls you to shul. Kedei sheyia yuchal lahochen atzmai, so that you could prepare yourself. Lehispalo betzibor, to pray with the tzibor of nekios in a state of cleanliness. Now, I don't know how much time the shamish would knock on the shutters before the davening. I would assume it's more than 5-10 minutes. So the Chafetz Chaim is saying, at the very least, you should wake up 30 minutes before the vekker comes to wake up. In other words, the point being, you can't just roll into shul. You need to make sure your body is clean, and you want to get there a timely fashion so you could end up davening Shemona Esrei with the tzibur. Sifkatin yotchei meitzer, you should be distressed. Avla toira v'atfil yiyah besimcha. Doesn't mean you should walk around depressed the whole day. It means, in general, there should be a certain despondency regarding the Churban, but of course at the time of Avodas Hashem, it is supposed to be Besimcha. Now I have a very interesting diuk for you. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say that Torah and Tefillah should be Besimcha? What about Mitzvah Gedoyla Liyos Besimcha Tamid? The answer is, clearly the Mishnah Berurah disputes that. There's no Mitzvah Liyos Besimcha Tamid. It's only Ivdu Es Hashem Besimcha. That's what it says in Psalms. Ivdu Es Hashem Besimcha. If there would be a mitzvah to be besimcha tamid, the Mishnah Berurah would say, "Avol, you can't do this halacha because you know mitzvah gedol liyos besimcha tamid." The answer is, al pi halacha, there's a mitzvah to serve Hashem besimcha, but to always be in a state of simcha, great, it's a very wonderful thing, but it's not part of the normative halachic requirement, shall you say? Okay, weiter. Sivkatan Yuralev, Churban Beis HaMikdash, Kasav Shla, Shebechol Suda Yoimar Al Narois Bavel. The Shla says at every meal, you should say Al Narois Bavel. Uveshabbos, and on Shabbos, V'chein B'yomim Sheinom Rem Tachnon, or on a day that you don't say Tachnon, Yoimar Shir HaMalois, V'shabbatim Shir HaMalois. Now, if you look in Simon Kuf Ayin, there the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shla that you should say Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yachzar. Why? Because you're supposed to learn at every meal. And there the Mishnah Berurah recommends saying Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yachzar. So what should you say? Should you say Mizmor LeDavid? Or should you say Anar Reis Bavel? Or should you say both? And the Reb Chaim Knievsky explains as follows. He said that his father, the stipler, would say Mizmor LeDavid, because the truth is there are two things over here. Number one, you're supposed to learn at every meal, and that you could be mekayim with any parak of Tehillim. But number two, aside from learning at every meal, there is an inyan to remember the Beis Hamikdash at every meal. Now the truth is you could be mekayim both two birds in one shot. How are you mekayim two birds in one shot? How do you kill two birds in one shot? By saying Al Narois Bavel or Shir HaMalois. However, the stipler held that during the week you didn't have to say Al Narois Bavel. You could follow what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Ayin. You could say Mizmor LeDavid. Now, there's a very interesting chakira, because the Mishnah Berurah says that any time you don't say Tachnon, you should say Shir HaMalois. Is that dafka? What's the nafkamino? Why do I say that? What should a person say at the end of in Chodesh Nisan? We know in Chodesh Nisan you don't say Tachnon. So that means every day in Chodesh Nisan you say Shir HaMalois? So they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, in Chodesh Nisan, should you say Shir HaMalois the whole week, the whole month? And Reb Chaim answered, Yitachin, could be. So They said, Rebbe, why did you say it could be? The Mishnah Berurah says, yes, whenever you don't say Tachna, you say Shir HaMaalos. And Reb Chaim said, it could be what the Mishnah Berurah means. It's not any day you don't say Tachnon. Any day you don't say Tachnon because it's a Yom Tov. But let's say there would be a side reason that you don't say Tachnon. For example, let's say Chodesh Nisan, where we know the end of Chodesh Nisan, you don't say Tachnon only because Hal V'yatzu Reiv HaChodesh B'Kedusha. So it doesn't have an inherent reason not to say Tachnon. It's just it's getting slept along with the rest of the month. So it could be that then you say Al Nareis Bavel. And Reb Chaim said the minog is that we do say Shir HaMaalos the whole Nisan for those who want to say it, or for those who don't say Mizmor LaDavid. However, it's not absolutely clear from the Mishnah Berurah. Later on today, we're going to have a Shir on Shayin HaLachas. We'll discuss some other ramifications of this Chakira. In other words, what should a person say at a Siyum? What should a person say at a wedding? What should a person say at a Sheva Brachos? What should a person say on Tisha B'Av, if they have to eat, should they say Shir HaMaalos, or should they say Al Nareis Bava? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ha'ikar sheyeda ma'ika amar. The ikar is to know what you're saying. V'achar kavana salev hin hin advarim. And after kavana follows the words. Now, what does that mean? After kavana follows the words. What's the Mishnah Berurah adding over here? V'ikar sheyeda ma'ika amar. What does that have to do with anything? So I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying like this. The Mechaber says you should mourn the Beis HaMikdash. How do you mourn the Beis HaMikdash? The Mechaber doesn't say. He doesn't say Tikkun Chatzos. He doesn't say Al Nareis Bavel. It's a feeling. It's a Hargasha. If that Hargasha brings you to say Tikkun Chatzos, great. If that Hargasha brings you to say Al Nareis Bavel, great. But what if I just have a practice? I say Al Nareis Bavel. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have no idea what it means. I just do that. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, don't do that. That's empty. That's nothing. The ikar is the feeling that the Mechaber says of Roy Leois made Sarvadoig on the Churban. It's not like this magical thing. Oh, you have to say Al Nareis Bavel. If you say Al Nareis Bavel and you didn't think about the Churban, you're doing absolutely zero, nothing. It's not like you're saying Kriya Shema where you have to say the words. The ikar is what the Mechaber says. She made Sarvadoig. So if that brings you to Al Nareis Bavel, great. But if the Al Nareis Bavel just becomes a practice by rote, don't do it. It's a meaningless practice. The ikar is Yeda Ma Ka'amar. And after Kavanas Halev could come the Dvarim. Okay. We're gonna take a 10-second break for technical repairs. I gotta change the batteries, and then we'll do the rest of the page.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.